Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Thou hast spoken peace to our hearts. Thou hast given us the assurance of Thy grace and mercy. We are to know that Almighty God cares about us, and that He has sent His Son into the world to save us. Help us now as we study to understand more of the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. We're continuing our study in the Gospel of Matthew in the 10th chapter, where the Lord Jesus is instructing His apostles for their ministry. And here we see something of what the Lord has to say about anyone who would be a servant of His. So now as we turn in the 10th chapter to begin read at the 16th verse, we see the things that He had to say by way of warning His servants about that which would be their experience as they went forward to serve Him. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. I look at that and I say to myself, I think that could be easily understood in one case, or perhaps in another case. And I can remember how years ago I used to wonder, well, now is this for everybody? I could understand how this would happen to a missionary in North Korea, or perhaps how this could happen, understand how this might happen perhaps in some places in Africa where there is disturbance and where there would be real trouble. Maybe this could happen where there are people that are openly opposing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But is this true then? And let me say to you right away, yes, it's true. It's true for anybody who would serve the Lord at this point where these men were to serve, namely, who will seek to have the promises of God become operative. We have to say about human beings that if you're just willing to talk, they'll oftentimes just let you talk. Of course, they may not listen, but you go ahead and talk. But when you ask them to respond, when you give them an invitation to share, when you point out to them what they should do, and then when you deal with them in their own hearts, you actually have in mind that you want to bring changes inside themselves. You run into opposition, and the opposition is vicious. People seem to fight to defend themselves in whatever they're in. They may be in ignorance, they want to stay that way. They may be in blindness. They want to stay that way. They just don't want anyone interfering with them. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. And again, so far as the animals were concerned that those people knew about, sheep would be the most helpless, harmless, innocent creatures, and wolves would be the most vicious and the most violent of all. And here is the situation. I send you forth as sheep, harmless, not doing anybody any injury, helpless, can't fight, you can't defend yourself. I send you forth as sheep, because there are individual Christians could certainly help themselves, but He doesn't want us to. As sheep, in the midst of wolves, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wise as serpents in your ability to get where you want to go and to do what you want to do. Harmless as doves, doing nobody any hurt. You can see where you could hurt them, but you don't do it. You could see where you fight to defend yourself, you don't do it. And this is the way He sends us out. And He sends His servants out this way. Now let me repeat again. Is this true for a minister? Certainly. Is this true for an elder? Certainly. Is this true for a deacon in the church? Yes. Is this true for a Sunday school teacher? Yes. Is this true for a mother? Yes. For a father? Yes. For a brother? Yes. This is true for you as a human being if you want to be used of the Lord. If you want to be useful in bringing the promises of God into operation in other people's lives and you come to other people to call them to put their trust in the Lord and promise them that God will change them inwardly, you will find they'll resist that. They resent the insinuation that you think they're not all right. And of course, that's the truth. You know they're not all right. Now, they know it too, but they don't want you to know it. They don't want you to admit it. And they'll turn on you viciously, because that is so. You will be wise as a serpent, which means you won't stir up any unnecessary contention. There is a common folk saying, let sleeping dogs lie. And so as you preach your gospel message and you teach the things of the Lord and you present the truth to people wherever you can, you're just as wise as you know how. Cause as little disturbance as you possibly can, and harmless, don't do anybody any harm. Now notice what he goes on to say in verse 17. But beware of men. What does it mean to say beware of men? You mean avoid them? You can't avoid them. You've got to deal with men. It just means be prepared. Don't be surprised about men. When it says beware, it means be aware of, be conscious of. In other words, be prepared for this. You see, you're going to have to deal with them because they're the people you're working with. But don't be surprised when they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake and for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. They will mistreat you. Now, the thing about this that is rather sobering is they'll do it for religious reasons. It will be among the religious people that you will actually find opposition to this thing that you're saying. Which is to say that if you happen to be in a church and you suggest in that church that we, as people in the church, actually seek to have the Lord in our lives, working in us, any number of people will resent you even mentioning it. You just act as if he wasn't operative, and of course you know he isn't. And so you act that way, and they resent it very, very much. They will mistreat you, because you are doing these things for the living Lord Jesus Christ. So when it says, as I say, when it says beware of men, means just you be ready for this. Don't be surprised when they do this. Now look at verses 19 and 20. You're not to worry about what you say when they put you on the spot, because they'll put you on the spot. But you're not to be concerned about it. Take no thought. When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. You will not be left alone. So you bear your testimony, and you undertake to help as much as you can. And they turn on you, and they resist you, and they criticize you, and they work against you, and they'll put you on the spot and ask you questions. They'll challenge your motives. Don't try to plan it all out ahead of time. Don't try to be too prepared in what you have to say. Trust the Lord. He'll be right there with you. And you won't be left alone in that situation. And the Holy Spirit will give you just exactly what you ought to say. Now, you'll notice in verses 21 to 22, it is brought out that the persecuting opposition will be from your own people. And that's always such a strange thing. The people of the world are not so opposed to the gospel. Mostly they're ignorant of the gospel. It's right amongst ourselves, and right in our own families, in our own churches, right amongst our own people, in our own denomination, whatever denomination we belong to, you will find right in there will be the stiffest opposition to anybody who is trying to get his brethren to actually live in the will of God and do the will of God. So we read, the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, the father the child, the children shall rise up against the parents and cause them to be put to death. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. That is to say, if you're persistent in your ministry, and you're persistent in your testimony, and you don't let the opposition chill your heart and soul, you remain faithful to the Lord, you will be saved, is the word that's used here. You will have the operation of God performing in you. God will actually work in you and through you, but just remain steadfast. Now, you'll be wise as a serpent. You're not going to stir up any trouble. Harmless as a dove, you're not going to fight back. But persistent, you're going to endure to the end. That's the way Moses did, and that's the way you'll do. And then we read that when they persecute you in this city, flee you into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall have not gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Evidently what the Lord is saying is this. Do not make a last-ditch fight of every situation as it arises. If you get into a situation and you're bearing witness and testimony to the Lord and people oppose you and they make a big fuss about it, let it go. You can move out of there. Offer your testimony and your help wherever you can. And when it's no longer acceptable, leave it with the Lord. You've got something else to do. There are other people that need you. And before you're all done, the Lord himself will become operative. I think that's what that means when it says that you will have not gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become. In other words, you can depend upon it. He'll be there. And James says the Lord is at hand. He'll be on hand. He won't leave it long. You sow the seed. He won't let it lie there long. He'll work. He will become operative and will take a hand in it. And then we come in the verses 24 to 25. This idea is brought out. The disciple is not above his master. It's enough for the disciple to be as his master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they say that of his household? In other words, the servant should not expect any better treatment than the Lord Jesus himself received. And then we are told, fear them not. And we're given a marvelous promise. And we get it in verses 26 to 31. He'll take care of the sparrows. He'll take care of you. Servants should not be frightened by the hostility of men. God sees all and cares. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us in our service and ministry to be humbly faithful. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.